My name is Fabian Esquipula Nicolás Cisneros. Fabian, my dad chose that name, and when I've asked him, he said he knew a guy from up north that had that name, and he just liked it. And Esquipula was the name of my dad's grandpa's name, and Nicolás is my confirmation name. And Cisneros, of course, is spelled with an S. The funny thing about that is that the reason why I think it was my great-great-grandfather, he changed it from a C to an S, and the reason he did that was because he was educated. Right, so he was one of the first to get I guess your typical American education or gringo education, we'll say, you know, and they taught him that you don't spell the S sound is a S and not a C, so that's why it changed to an S. Waking up to frijolitos pintos, claveles morados, ay como sufren los enamorados, while my dad blends the red chili and my mom stirs the potatoes, crackling and hissing. I'm from that kind of Saturday morning. It was 1630 that my family first came here, and we've been here ever since. I'm really proud of that heritage, you know, the fact that we're from New Mexico, we've always been here, and so, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm more New Mexican than most New Mexicans. It seems like a lot of my family's lost a lot of that, I guess, cultural heritage, you know, so it's really important to me to try to always forcefully put it into, like, you know, Christmas gatherings and our birthday parties, you know, just always kind of remind people of some of our older heritage, and of course, you know, I love the food. I guess I mean, you can never stop talking about the food. I'm from that kind of person who uses a tortilla like a spoon and a fork like a knife. The kind of person who prefers fresh eggs and grows basil in the front yard. I'm from that kind of joke at the matanza, the one that is dirty and involves a pig, laid out, gutted, and exposed. Tripas hanging, the heart cut to pieces, mixed with jalapenos. And children playing, full panzas, playing with patas, trails of laughter. Born and raised in the South Valley. My parents moved out towards Los Padillas, so I lived in Los Padillas the other half of my life, and graduated from Rio Grande High School in 1998. I'm from loving it when it rains. Something inside me remembers the times when it didn't. I'm from Swisher Sweets and Petrichor, climbing elm trees and digging forts.
It is different. I'd say that, you know, because there's a lot more Mexicano people living in the South Valley. And so just the restaurants have changed, you know? You see a lot more Mexicano restaurants, and we have sidewalks, which we've never had before. I just remember complaining, you know, my dad would say, oh, they'll never put sidewalks in the South Valley. They don't care for us people, you know? So I think all the changes are good, because now we have parks that my daughter can enjoy, which is great, you know, because we didn't have parks growing up, which is fine too, because at least we had ditches, right? Which were deadly. We were told, but we still found some way to have fun.
I'm from so much love, the kind that hurts, the kind that forgives. I'm from loving your family even when they don't love you back. Something inside me says to be patient.
But let's see, I'm definitely artistic because I love to dance. I never thought I would, because the family I come from, still, even today, when I tell them, they're like, you know, they still look at me with that funny eye. They're like, you know, so you still dancing? And they're, but that's something that I love to do. I'm a flamenco dancer. I love to dance, and I'm going to be teaching it soon. So that's a big part of my life. About myself, I guess I can talk about my family. Family is a huge, huge part of my life. Very, very important to me. My wife and my children, my mom, dad, and brothers and sisters. I have a huge family. I have something like 60 first cousins. It's ridiculous. I think we've lost count. Love my New Mexican culture, and I love red chili. For a while, it was a joke of the family that they thought I was addicted to it.
I'm from wanting my children to know what it's like to swim in a water hole, mud between the toes and wild mint stuck between the teeth. From late night stories and a cup of wine, homemade, the kind of bitter, a hint of vinegar. From deep family roots and getting caught with the dirty hands in the cookie jar. Father John's disapproving eye.
I've always wanted to become a teacher, but didn't. I didn't finish college I didn't get my degree until this past year, thanks to my wife, who forced me to go back to school. The reason I quit school in the first place was because of flamenco, you know? I decided, like, you know, who needs school if you're just going to be a flamenco artist, you know?
I'm from Grandma's apple of her eye. I'm from that's too much and you're not good enough. Itoma, I told you I was. I don't fail. I succeed at finding a million other ways of not doing it the best kind of way.
I'm from never finishing my work, only abandoning it.